Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours, get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Giaca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnette has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnette.com or 322-2268. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitz Loft studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Happy Monday, May 22nd. It's going by quickly, isn't it? Welcome to the Joey English Show. Are you up early with us? That means you're listening on 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. Go through the day because we show up at 920 AM and 99.1 FM in the afternoon. We always say we don't care when you listen, just so you do. I want this to be the best hour of your day. And by the time you've spent an hour with us, you'll go to the party tonight, and you'll be the smartest person there with all this information, right? After we're finished, we post everything to my website, my Facebook page. Please friend me. We fill this hour with the Joey English Daily Datebook, every community event we can find, the Desert Datebook, Mystery Songs. We're featuring birthday gal Cher this week. Great interviews, great giveaways, and if there's time at the end of the hour, great music that happens to be my recordings. Sit back and relax. Are you trained enough yet? Do you have your day timer close by?
This is Monday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Presented through the generosity of my DOHC. That's my DOHC.com. Your life, your health, our passion. Okay, Joey pals, Monday, May 22nd is Buy a Musical Instrument Day. Buy a something inexpensive, a harmonica. Karen and Tony Baroni present Arte Povera, ArtePovera, The Money Series. There's something else. Now it's online. Our dear friends, check out their website, Baroni, B-A-R-O-N-E, Art, BaroniArt.com. Heather James Fine Art presents N.C. Wyeth, W-Y-E-T-H, Wyeth. We'll go with that. His work's being exhibited, I'm assuming it's a guy, now at 45188 Portola Avenue in Palm Desert, heatherjamesgallery.com. This one I can pronounce. Melissa Morgan Fine Art presents the artworks of Anthony Jones, now on display, 73660 El Paseo in Palm Desert. Melissa Morgan Fine Art.com. Thus endeth the iffy reading of the Joey English Daily Datebook for Monday. Okay, Joey pals, we start off as we always do every Monday, because if you're hungry,
excuse me, you know, girls, we really got to eat.
Are you ready to whet your appetite? Time now for the Joey English Show, Restaurant of the Week.
Okay, Joey pals, Restaurant of the Week. I'm sitting here with the famous Gypsy. He's in town. Wish you were here. And where else would we go for lunch but Aspen Mills? So we say hi to Marty, Marty, Marty.
Hello, Joey. Hello, Gypsy. Good to see you guys again.
Oh, my gosh. I have to talk to you. I can't eat my tuna salad. Guess what Gypsy wanted? Tuna salad. So there was just enough for the two of us.
I doubt that. There's plenty more where that came from.
Is that your number one selling item?
Well, it's close to it. I know that the Palm Springs Life magazine voted our tuna sandwich the best tuna sandwich in the valley. So that was give me a little bragging rights there. Very cool. And I would say tuna and then the turkey, the Aspen sandwich, which comes on the cranberry spice bread. Yeah.
When I get the platters of lots of sandwiches and you put that turkey one with the cranberry bread, oh, my stars. It's fabulous. Okay, it's summertime. What are we eating?
Nice cold sandwiches. How's that? No.
Don't heat up the kitchen.
Right, right. We are open our regular hours throughout the whole summer.
All the stores?
Yes, yes. And full menu. And, you know, we still, summers are getting busier and busier out here. We still feel it. Everybody does. But we're blessed. We had a really busy season. And we're looking forward to, you know, taking a little breather during the summer and get some things done. And we still have a lot of locals and people coming in town for the summer. So we're blessed.
You know, we have a lot of people every year. The Europeans from Germany and England, they like, I got the hiccups, I'm near food. I always hiccup when I'm near food. They like the heat. They come because of the heat.
True.
Yeah.
True, yes. I don't mind it.
I don't mind it either. I've been here so long. Now, you can hear the voices in the background. We're very busy. Do you have regular sales on Wednesday? I'm always here on a Wednesday because of the bread.
Right. What do you mean regular sales?
I look at that table over there.
Yeah, I mean, that's, we have that stuff out every day as far as like all the dinner rolls and all the round breads and the mini muffins, and we've had some crostinis over there. And so, yeah, this is like an everyday occurrence.
I come on Wednesday because that's when you make my low-carb bread. I didn't know you did that every day.
Well, we don't do the low-carb bread every day, but all the other stuff that we have, yeah, it's all here every day. Everything's baked from scratch, as you know. No preservatives, no GMOs in any of our flours that we use.
Yeah. Tell the Joey Pals about the cookies. I grabbed some cookies for Gypsy, not for me.
So we do, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, like 5 different kinds of cookies. We do a ginger cookie and chocolate chip, oatmeal raisin, oatmeal chocolate chip, and peanut butter.
But they're the size of... What is that the size of?
They're about 5 inches round.
Yeah.
Good size. Yeah, good price. We get like 4 of those for like $6.75. Yeah, or just like $1.95 each. So it's good.
And why heat up your kitchen and bake at home? It's just too, a lot of people think it's too warm. I'm like my granny. She always baked in the morning because where she was from in Missouri, we didn't even have air conditioning. But she always baked in the morning, and then we ate our heaviest meal at noon and ate light, what we called supper.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Cool is the word.
I've got one account that they get about 400 cookies a week throughout the season, but we give them the cookie dough pre-scooped, and then they bake them and they serve them hot. You know, it's one of the airlines, one of the special airlines that for the VIPs and such. So that's kind of neat.
400 cookies a week.
Yes. Yeah. But they bake them themselves, right. And people come in and we've done that before. We'll sell them cookie dough. They can take it home and bake it themselves.
I never thought of that. You've thought of everything. I know you said you can take any of the bread flavors and make bagels out of it. Is that right?
You can. Yes. Yes. I also, we also do a couple of gluten-free cookies. We do a...
yuck.
She just stuck her tongue out. So we do a chocolate chip, gluten-free, and an oatmeal raisin, gluten-free. And they're actually really good.
I take your word for it. My gosh. How many different kinds of bread do you know off the top of your head?
I'm going to just round up to right around 30. Yep.
30. It's not your mother's Wonder Bread anymore, is it, sweetheart? Okay, tell us about faxing. If you've got people coming in, Gypsy's here for a big event. There are sandwich trays you can order by faxing. Tell me about all that.
So we have a website you can go to, and it has like our menu where you can order lunch boxes. We do a lot of lunch box deliveries. Today I'm going to guess, I don't know, we probably did over 100 lunch deliveries. I mean, not 100 locations, but 100 boxes that were delivered to different locations.
What's in the lunch box?
There's a potato salad, a pickle, a cookie, and then the sandwich. Or we do individual salads with a cookie.
And how much do you charge for each box?
You know what? They're very reasonable. It's $14.95, and it's considered takeout, so it's non-taxable, and it's delivered, and there's no delivery fee. Just a minimum for delivery is $3.
Actually, Joey Pals, sitting here in the Palm Springs original store is kind of the smallest of the operation. You've got the takeout, you've got the fax, you've got the delivery. How many stores do you have?
Well, we are located in La Quinta off Washington, right next to Trader Joe's. We're located inside Clark's Nutrition. We run the cafe there. And then we're located inside the Rancho Mirage Library. For COVID, we were closed for, gosh, a year and a half. But now we've reopened and we're there. Yeah. And we do a lot of catering for the city of Rancho Mirage and at the library.
I left catering off the list. Add catering to the list.
Sure. We did the Writers Guild this year at the library, and that was like, I think it was 1,450 sandwiches a day, 3 days in a row. So, yeah, that was...
1,450 sandwiches a day.
Yes. Yeah, so we're capable of doing those kind of numbers, so...
Where...
I should mention where. What do you mean where?
Where do you do all these sandwiches?
Well, it's kind of nice having all the different locations because we could break it up. Hey, you guys do this, and you know, you guys do this sandwich, and then we bring it all together. And so, the location in Palm Desert, which is at the end of Alessandro, I should mention, Create is going to relocate, and we are attached to Create, and so until they figure out what they're going to do with the building, release the building, we're going to close temporarily until they release the building, because we share the air conditioning, the restrooms, and all that stuff, so we can't be open as long as until they again reopen it. So that'll just be hopefully just a couple months, and then
you'll let us know.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so the others that are staying open, the bread's done, the buzzer's going.
There's not a fire. Don't worry.
No fire. May 17th.
Oh, you had to remind me.
But it's my son's birthday. Remember?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Tell Joey Powles what we're remembering.
Oh, my goodness. We're remembering, what was it, 2019 that happened?
It was May 17th because it was Tyler's birthday.
So we had a
and fire. You got here before the fire department. I remember that.
We had a fire in the oven and shut down all of our locations for about 9 months.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But remember, you got here. We're at Sunrise in Ramon. The fire was here, and you got here before the firemen. Remember?
Well, I think that whole night was a blur to me. So, but you know, we were so blessed. We opened up, and you know, I thought everybody would forget about us, but we were very blessed. We had a. And then right after we reopened, like 2 months later, is when COVID hit. So
That's right. That
was a double whammy. But thank goodness and thank you to all the locals for supporting us all these years. We've been here for over, since 1995.
Same year I started my radio show. We have a lot in common, don't we?
We do.
I wrote Tyler a birthday card and I said, you already won the lottery. You were born in America.
So true. So true. So many times we get, you know, the little things in life that we worry about, and we forget it's such a blessing for all of us to be born in such a wonderful country.
Look at Gypsy's almost finished. I haven't even had a bite yet. What do you eat when you eat here, Marty? What's your favorite?
You know what?
Salad, sandwich?
A lot of times I make my own custom salad. Sometimes I'll go over there and say, what do you have that was made that's extra?
Do you have egg salad?
We don't. We don't. No. We do a really good potato salad.
Yes.
Somebody just a few minutes ago said, you got to sell this in bulk because it's so good. So people love our potato salad.
You can get it in bulk when you cater. I've had big bowls of it.
Yes. Yeah, you can order it that way as well. But I eat every day a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I eat it all. You know, I'll snack a little bit here. I call it quality control, you know. Right?
Well, I'll put all the locations up on joeyenglish.com. I'll put the phone numbers, put the website, put the mention about the Palm Desert store being shut down for a while. Thanks so much. You've been feeding us so good for so long. It's Joey English along with Marty Webster and Gypsy. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.